CJMQ 88.9 FM, better known as The Cube. I'm Maureen, so welcome to the News and Music Show for Monday, May 4th. And today I'm going to be interviewing David Teasdale. Now, David Teasdale is a station manager of CJMQ. He has a couple of shows on this station, too. He does Transistor Radio, Moonlight Savings Time, and he's also my husband. I think most of you know that, but for those who don't. So, first of all, David, I'm going to ask you, what's the difference between a commercial radio station, a student radio station, and a community radio station?
Well, there's several different types of radio station, as you mentioned, and a community radio station is what CJMQ, The Cube, is. The other most well-known type of radio station is a commercial station. Commercial stations exist usually in networks. So there are, I'll just refer to them as networks. So network stations have a different vocation than community radio stations altogether. Their goal is to make money for the network, for their owners, for their shareholders, and that they do rather well. So a network is a group of stations owned by one owner or entity, and a community radio station is a station that is within a community and is owned by the community, not by a network or not by a group of shareholders. So it's actually owned and operated by the people within the community, hence the name community radio station.
Okay, and we're also the only locally produced English broadcaster in the Eastern Townships. So we are the English voice of the townships, actually.
Yeah, we are the only locally produced English language broadcaster produced in the townships. And that means that all of our operations are right here in the township region. So we're not airing material that has been produced for us by somebody in Montreal, Vancouver, or Toronto. Everything here is based on what we do right here in the townships. Now, we do have syndicated programming that comes from outside, but our basic operations and our reason for being is the fact that we're here in the townships and we're part of the townships.
Okay, and you've been at this for roughly 18 years now, and for me, it's been almost 18 years. So the pandemic, we're doing things a bit different lately. Basically, the station, the office there is closed down. We're doing a lot of work from home. I know we're doing more work and interviews than ever. Lots of music still coming in. So tell us what's different during the pandemic.
Well, because of the pandemic, we've had to close our offices. Doesn't mean that CJMQ is closed, far from. We're actually much more active now than we were before. But the offices themselves are closed, and they will remain closed until we can really assure a procedure for being able to clean the offices and our production studios there adequately so that it doesn't pose a threat to anyone. What we are doing now is we're broadcasting from our independent homes. So not just here, right now we're at home, Maureen and I, but our other broadcasters as well are producing their shows from home and sending them in from home, or either broadcasting live from their home over our equipment and over our transmitter. So the difference is that two big differences. One is that we're not physically at the station, and the other difference is we're doing an awful lot more work than we did before.
Okay, so radio listenership has gone up. Tell us about that. How much, what's the percentage?
Well, radio listenership has gone up 26%, and that's according to the most recent polls, but it was excellent before that. Radio listenership has not declined. It's actually grown over the years. A lot of people speculated that the advent of the internet and all those other ways of getting information and getting entertainment would cut into radio, but that hasn't been the case. Radio has actually been doing very well through all of this.
Okay, so, and a lot of people in the townships, they don't have computers. There's many that still do not have a computer in the township. So that's kind of surprising. It's kind of interesting, too. So what they're looking for to get their news and information is through the radio, I think.
Exactly. And that, I think, is part of the reason why radio listenership has gone up. And our own listenership has gone up here in the townships. We know that from the comments we get from people. Also, we have a bit of a captive audience. People can't really go anywhere. And so it's nice to turn on the radio and feel connected while you're doing things around the house. Unlike the television, radio can be there. You can be listening to it while you're doing something else. So that's pretty handy. You can take a radio out onto the veranda or anywhere you want within the house. Not a problem.
What else would you like to add about radio, the English station and the townships, community radio station?
Oh, well, there's so much I would like to add. There's so many aspects to it that I find interesting and challenging. I find that radio, especially community radio stations, have a huge role to play in times like this, and they always have had. In times of emergency, radio is what people turn to for information, and not only people, but it's what governments encourage people to do when there's a pandemic or a natural disaster, something like that, because radio is very easy to listen to. You put the batteries in the radio and you can listen to a radio for weeks and months on a set of batteries, depending on how often you use it and how long you leave it on. And the technology is very, very easy. You can actually even build a radio if you wanted to. And radio is one of the first things, well, actually, it is the first thing that gets back up and running after a natural disaster. So it's just a natural fit for radio to be part of times when things are really tough and you need that information. You need it now.
Okay, after the pandemic, do you think radio will see, do you think there'll be an increase in listenership, or do you think it will go back down after the pandemic is over?
I like that question. I personally, I'm an eternal optimist. I believe that radio listenership will stay up. I think people will realize that during the pandemic, they got their information from radio principally. And yes, I know you get a lot of information from television as well, but is it local information and is it in English? Well, that is what you get here at CJMQ. You get local information and you get it in English. And that's kind of important right now. I think people need to know what's going on, and they need to know it in their own language, and they need to know what's going on in their region. Fine and dandy to listen to what's happening in Montreal, but we're not in Montreal. And that's the beauty of community radio station that's for the community and by the community, is we're talking about you. We're talking about your businesses that you like to patronize. We're talking about things that you do in your daily life, not talking about people in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. Fine and dandy. We need to know about those people, but we also need to know about our own. We need to know about our own businesses, the people that we turn to for information, and that is luckily available. We still have a community radio station here in Sherbrooke in the townships, and that's CJMQ 88.9 FM.
I know we're doing a lot of news lately. You're doing a lot of news, a lot of translating before the news actually gets on, so it's a lot of work. We also have a Ted Silver, and he has the COVID update twice a day, morning and afternoon, and also Chris LeBlanc is doing the news. So we have a lot more news than usual, and that's how it should be, I guess, during the pandemic. Do you have a message for the people of the townships?
I have some observations, and I think something like this pandemic brings out the best and the worst in people. Luckily, I've seen the best in people. I've seen people stepping up to the plate. I've seen people doing for others. I see people caring for others and caring about their situation. I think that's wonderful. Now, for the worst part, well, there hasn't been there very, very much of that, and I'm very happy about that. Mostly, it's been just nitty little arguing about different things, but mostly people really care about each other, and that has really come out, especially here in the townships.
If somebody wants to get in touch with us, they can send you an email. They can also send CJMQ an email. We're on Facebook.
A lot of people, a lot of our listeners, don't have internet, and that's another reason why it's quite important to have CJMQ there to keep them informed. If you want to get in touch with us, you can reach us at my cell phone number, which is 819-570-2094. And I'll repeat that again in a few minutes if you want to go and get a pencil and or a pen and a paper. You can also write an email to cjmqnews@yahoo.ca if you do have internet. And you can call the station still. There's an answering machine at the station. We only check it once a week, so don't be surprised if it takes a bit of time to get an answer, and it's not that great an answering machine. So you do have to leave a very clear and precise message so that we can understand it. So again, the cell phone number is 819-570-2094. What kind of things are we looking for information? Well, we want to be the voice that helps to rebuild after all this is over. We want to be part of the solution. So CJMQ wants you to let us know what businesses you would like to hear from with their plan of how they intend to get things up and running again. We're offering free interviews to any local business that wants to talk to us and tell us what their plan is for reopening, what their hopes are, just sharing their information of how people can avail themselves of their services or products right now. And a lot of businesses are open. A lot of restaurants are still offering takeout. A lot of stores are still offering that you can go and pick up your stuff by sitting in your car outside of the business, and they bring it out to you. There's whole creative ways that people have found to provide services and products without being a danger to themselves or to you. So there we go. I want to be part of the solution and part of doing interviews with local businesses, free of charge, of course, just to let people know how they can avail themselves of that. And the number, again, 819-570-2094.
And I'll just mention the emails again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And you can also phone the station. And if you do leave a message, please talk slowly and precisely. It's 819-822-1838. So interviews, small businesses. I know we know a lot in Lennoxville and Sherbrooke. We'd like to hear from the other small towns and villages around. So you can just leave us a message, get in contact with us. Also, community organizations, we're interested in getting the word out for you too. More than interested in doing an interview. So again, you can get in touch with us. And anything else you'd like to add before we go, David?
No, I just think that it's very important that those things be covered and talked about, because as you mentioned, Maureen, the community organizations are very, very important, and they'll be having more and more information as this goes on, as things reopen, and then inevitably there'll be another peak that we have to get over, so there'll be another outbreak here and there. We need that information. We also need the information from those community services as, how can I get my groceries? What if I can't afford my groceries? What can I do to find help? What if I need to talk to someone? All those pieces of information are information that we want to be part of sharing with everyone.
Okay, thanks, David.
You're welcome.